Hey everyone, welcome to our meeting, which is standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Laffer here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Trustee Sampson, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. The 2020 budget schedule. It's getting to be that time of year. Below is the schedule, or the schedule for the 2020 budget is as follows. Friday, August 9th, the budget worksheets will be distributed to department heads to begin budget preparation. Friday, August 30th, the budget worksheets return to the finance director for review and preparation for the board. Friday, August 30th, all proposed capital improvement projects entered into Planet by department heads. October 1st, department head meetings with administrator and village president. October 11th, budget books distributed to village board and department heads. And the budget workshops will be held Monday, October 21st at 5 p.m., Thursday, October 24th at 5 p.m. if needed. And Monday, November 4th, we will publish the budget. And the budget hearing will be November 19th. Lots of stuff. This coming Friday, August 9th, for all families, Alloway is hosting the movie night. It is this Friday, August 9th at Green Isle Park on the baseball diamond. Children's activities start at 7 p.m. The movie starting at dusk. The movie is Ralph Breaks the Internet. And that is rated PG, and it is free for all, so come enjoy our community. Women's History Celebration at Heritage Hill is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Celebrate the 100th anniversary of Wisconsin ratifying the 19th Amendment, granting women the right to vote. You can go through the facility and all the different buildings, and you will be given tours by women who lived back in the day. And I think you would enjoy that. So don't forget this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. via Heritage Hill. One other announcement I have, just giving you a quick update on our request to the governor's office to do a tour of the prison and a meeting with the village board. I reached out to his chief of staff. I received a call back asking me to call back because they wanted to discuss it. I've returned the call three times without a reply and sent another email to the chief of staff as late as yesterday. So continue to try to get something on the governor's calendar. Any other announcements from the board? Any announcements from staff? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number four, correspondence. We received an email from Mr. Joe Keidinger. He's an Alloway resident, moved here last year, intends to install or would like to install an in-ground swimming pool, and he knows we have an ordinance requiring a fence much around the property, much like I think all municipalities do. And he wanted us to know that there's a technology for a pool cover that can withstand people standing on it, jumping on it, locking it. And in some cases, municipalities have allowed an exception for that as opposed to a fence. And he wanted us to be aware of that. And I told him we couldn't put anything on the agenda or we couldn't do anything about it tonight, but I would read it into the meeting, and if we are interested in having that on a future agenda item, we will be able to. He was very thankful for us considering that. It would have to be an exception to our ordinance or a change in our ordinance. And so what I will just do is I will save this for putting it on a future agenda item. I know some research has been done already, so we'll be presented with all the information. We'll have some time to do research on it. Item number 5, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda?
General Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Bike Ped Committee. A couple things. I noticed that the Arboretum Trail is just about finished on West St. Joseph Street, but they haven't finished on either side the last 20 or 30 feet, and I'm concerned that that might not ever get done until the state goes ahead and refinishes the road. So I'd just like to make sure that that does go all the way down to the corner and that there are potential for crossings there. Also, I'd like to request that Mr. Rafter put on the village agenda for next meeting a review of the TID district budget that was approved for the reconstruction of 2019 on
stop.
St. Joseph
Jim,
Street.
Jim, stop.
That was a sham.
Mr. O'Rourke,
was done.
Stop. You've worn out your welcome on this item. If you bring it up again, I'm not going to invite you to speak at a public meeting.
You are not inviting me. I have, I'm entitled, just like every other.
Okay, thank you.
Talk.
Thanks. Sit down.
I'm concerned about.
Sit down. You're done. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak on this evening's about something that's not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 6. Action regarding Resolution 2019-22, thanking Rick King for his years of service on the Public Works Committee, Certificate of Appreciation. I see that Mr. King is not here, but he has been a servant for our community for many years in many different capacities. And so, here is the resolution. Resolution 2019-22, Village of Alloway. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Rick King for serving on the Public Works Committee since August 19, 2014, and to honor Mr. King with a resolution and certificate of recognition of his excellent service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway the 6th day of August 2019. Do I have a motion to approve this resolution? Trustee Genrich.
Move to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Hearing none.
Is he really going to retire now or what?
You never know. But we do wish him well and thank him
very much.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Action item number 7, appointment of Public Works Committee member. With the resignation of Mr. King, we have an opening. We received several applications. A lot of the people have served and are serving on other committees in the village, so I thank them very much for their willingness to continue. And we did receive one from Mr. Ted Collison, who is has been an Alloway resident for 9 years, hasn't served on a committee, but is at a point in his life when he can and would like very much to give back to our community. He serves on, he has a medical background. He was a trauma surgeon, I think, by training, but he is now in hospital leadership, so financial planning, future planning, and seemed very excited to participate. So I would like to nominate Mr. Collison to the Public Works Committee. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee.
So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion? I would like to thank everyone who offered to serve, and thank you to Mr. Collison for his willingness to serve. We're looking forward to it. Yes?
Are there any other openings on other committees, even at the alternate level, which some of these people might be interested in serving?
Many of them have filled them. So we have, which is wonderful, right? And so to try and spread the experience for other people in the community, I thought that would make sense.
Yeah, most of these people are on a different committee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we thank them for that. Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 8, noise variance permit request for Autumn Fest 2019 at Resurrection Catholic Parish. It is on August 25th from 10:30 to 6. The band will be done by 2 p.m. The event done by 3 p.m. Takedown of the tents will be at 6 p.m. The noise generating equipment that will be used, amps and outdoor portable sound system. They've been running this every year. I see our DEO has signed off on it with his approval. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'm moved to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Sampson, any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 9, request from Lorelei Inn, excuse me, at 1412 South Webster Avenue to amend their premise description to allow alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot on Sunday, September 22nd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We received a letter from the management, and they are having, they'd like to extend it to Sunday from 11 to 4 so that many people who work the event can do what is called the empty the barrels. They end up with leftover beer in their barrels, and they would like to be able to get rid of it and sell it. And they wouldn't have any bands. It would just be in the parking lot right next to Lorelei. It won't go across the street or block the street. And that's what they'd like to do. So do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Second. Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
I just assume there'd be the same process in place for checking IDs, wristbands, and so on and so forth, just like there would be on the Friday and Saturday. It doesn't explicitly state it, but I just want to make sure that that would take place.
Okay. Okay. And are you okay with adding that?
Yeah, that was actually my assumption, so okay. I'm glad that brought it out.
So just make that clarification. Any other discussion? Trevor, did you have something to say? Okay. Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item 10, action regarding utility extension to 1677 South Webster Avenue. Mr. Lane.
Yes. Tillers will be extending the water and sewer to the Zimbaldi property. And I ask if, while they're there, if you would please give us a quote on extending the water and sewer to 1677 to make the property more buildable. And we've had a price for doing that at $27,150. If we were to get a proposal for development and it has to come in maybe next year or the year after, could be more, could be less, so it's a little bit of a gamble, but they'll be up there. They have to use the proper street closing. They have to mobilize, so we're on site, but it'd be a nice opportunity to take advantage of the surface that's already there.
So they have to break up Webster Avenue to do this? Okay. Any questions for Brad?
Just I assume, and I think that's what you just referenced, that since we're already doing similar work next door, there would be a cost savings.
Correct.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You know where you're getting the money?
That would be part of the TIF eligible project. So.
Okay. Any other questions for Brad? I will accept the motion on this item.
I'll move to approve.
Trustee Genrich, do I have a second? Trustee Sampson, any discussion?
Just a reminder, what was the, approximately when would that be taking place?
Towards the end of this month.
Okay.
Is the plan for that to take place?
Okay. Just, I know you said it, I just wanted to double check. Thank you.
And just a little update, I guess, on the 1649 property. Not as much material has had to be pulled out of this off the site, so therefore cost should be less.
That's good news.
That's good news.
Thank you. Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action regarding sale of public land at 200 block of Gwynn Street. Trevor, would you like to give us a quick overview?
Sure. As stated in the memo, we received a request from the property owner at 3817 Dale Hutch Street, requesting to sell to convey a small parcel to her. She wishes to bug fence on the property, have a bigger yard. And so she's made the request. We've done a little digging. I'm not quite sure what the reason behind the village having this small parcel was. It's approximately 20 by 150 feet. We have small parcels like this throughout the village. They might have been acquired through the project and never given back or they were maintained. So the request is there. Staff, if the board is open to conveying this property, we would do some more research. And in the past, any legal fees and surveying fees associated with a situation like this were borne on the person that's making the request.
Okay. Do we have a motion on this item?
I would move to approve with the condition that it meets with the standards of the village and the person requesting does bear the costs of the fees. Okay. Will this change in a result of property tax difference?
It'd be minimal, but yes. So just for clarification, Trustee, would that be to go ahead and sell the property should everything come back, or should we just move ahead with investigating it further? And bring it
back to you? I would include the motion to go ahead and sell it.
And that's all fees, right? All fees associated with that?
Right.
Okay.
So sell price would end up being the fees involved with the transfer.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Okay.
Trustee Dirt, any discussion?
I don't see anything we can do with it.
Have they been mowing it?
Yes, and she actually just bought the house, and I think the previous homeowner had maintained it for the previous 30 years, I think she said.
Okay. Well, good. Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
We'll take items 12A through D as one. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
And do I have a second? Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 13, discussion regarding 2019 six-month building inspection report. Oh, just, yeah.
We do have Lynn Stahl here, if you would like.
Oh, we said no.
Ask a couple, we got a couple questions for her. Maybe she can.
Does anyone want to ask any questions of the Lorelei regarding their event?
Just that we'd work off the assumption, but I'd rather make sure we spell it out, that similar fencing would be involved on Sunday compared to Friday and Saturday. There'd be a checking of IDs and the same thing with the
wristbands. There'll be checking of IDs, but we do not intend to publicize this extensively. This would be mostly to service industry people and people that have worked the night before. Basically, we end up with a lot of kegs that don't have a lot of beer in them. And it's an empty the keg event, and it's mostly dedicated to service industry people that would not be able to attend the event.
Understood.
So there will probably not be fencing due to the Packer game because we rent those from PMI. It'll be a very small event, and like I say, we're not publicizing it to the general public. And the bar will not be open inside, so there will be no alcohol. It'll only be what's in the parking lot.
Okay. I think that helps. The way the memo was written, it wouldn't be extensively advertised. And then you're saying it's not, you know, it'll be a little word of mouth with the service industry people. That clarifies it in my head. Thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. On to building inspection report. Kevin.
I guess I don't really know what you guys were looking for, but I printed off two sheets comparable from last year to this year. We're right in line with permits issued from last year to this year. But in the foreseeable future, maybe the rest of this year, but in years to come, I'm taking a guess and saying that it's going to start slowing down pretty soon here. Work can't be sustained at the cost that it's costing to do these projects. And everything from my experience says it usually takes like a 7-year turn. So after about 7 years, you have a big boom. 7 years, you have a drop off. So we've been in a boom for roughly 2, 3, 4 years now. So I wouldn't see this sustaining. So.
Okay. Yeah, it does look like year after year they're pretty darn close actually on all line items.
Yeah.
It's all proportional.
Right.
Trustee Harris.
I'm the one that started the whole thing in terms of just asking about it because I was curious to see how much activity was happening within the village. And this is, didn't know what there was, so what you said you didn't know what to present, I think this is helpful information just to see the amount of activity. The only other item that comes to mind is I'm assuming, bad word, that some of these permits are different permits for the same property or the same project. I'm wondering, out of, let's say there's 319 last year, 317 this year, how many different properties, that's the only other item I was interested in seeing once I saw all this other information. And I don't expect you to have it off the top of your head, but that would be one other thing maybe we could add.
I was going to say that. That would be, I guess, I have the capability of printing out every project for every site for the whole year.
No.
So, you know, I could give you all that information, but it would come out in like 40 sheets.
Nope. Not looking for that amount of extra work on your part.
Yep. No, it really doesn't take much with this computer system, you know, to print all this information out. But
I'd be more interested in just the number.
Okay. Roughly a number of how many residents get work done.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be very difficult, I guess, considering that a lot of the HVAC stuff is furnace replacements. A lot of the building or roof or siding replacements. So those are minor. As far as remodels, you know, I could probably break those down easier, you know. And accessory buildings, those are more or less garages, detached. Decks are self-explanatory, fences. So are you looking more for home renovations, additions?
I was just kind of curious how many different properties within the village are being, have enough work being done on them that is requiring a permit?
By looking at the number, you could probably say about 250, 270, somewhere around there.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Just on a side note to that, I would assume that each permit is tied to a residential address, right?
Yes.
So if you just did who applied for a permit this year, wouldn't it give you a total at the end, not of the permits, but the number of addresses?
I haven't set it up that way, but I probably could.
Okay. I think that's what you're looking for, right?
Yep.
That 317 building permits equated to 123 homes. Or addresses.
And I probably do have that capability because I can separate things by addresses. So maybe something to work on, I guess.
We have homework.
Any other questions for Kevin? Thank you very much, Kevin. We'll move on to agenda item number 14. I would like to add to the village board, next village board agenda, the opportunity or the request from the resident to make a change to our ordinance for pool fences versus cover. Is there anything else anyone would like to see on the future agenda? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to adjourn. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you very much.